Good morning, Bruce and Craig and everybody back in Northeast Ohio. Yes, it is early here in Goodyear, Arizona, but already the Indian spring training facility is buzzing this morning. A lot of folks roaming around. And let's get right to our next interview as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Indians assistant general manager Michael Chernoff joins us here at the table. And you were showing me your phone with the forecast back in Northeast Ohio. It is great to be here in Goodyear, Arizona, isn't it?
That's right. Come on down to Goodyear. This is the place to be.
And obviously a lot of optimism with this baseball team this year. Second consecutive year that they're coming off winning seasons. Had a great second half to the campaign last year. Just talk a little bit about the good feeling that's here in Goodyear for this 2015 spring training.
It's been fun to see guys trickled in really early this year, and I think that's indicative of the team cohesive unit that we have. It's a real culture of building on where we were last year, not rebuilding in any way. And so I think we see the guys coming together. We see them when they were in for Tribe Fest earlier in the winter, this group kind of laughing in the clubhouse and feeling that confidence that I think you can see in really good teams. So that's carried through all winter, and I think with a few additions, we feel like we've built on that in a lot of ways.
Michael, we were talking earlier about the fact that really you and Chris Antonetti and the staff didn't make a lot of wholesale changes with this baseball club. Kind of walk our listeners through that as to why that was the case.
I mean, we assessed and evaluated a million different things throughout the offseason, and the things that presented themselves to us, first of all, we felt like we were starting from a pretty good standpoint. Over the past 2 years, we've built up a core of players. It's not any one particular place where there was a real need to fill a gap. So we felt like what we wanted to do was add another starting pitcher, and we got that in Gavin Floyd, and potentially add some depth to the lineup, and we felt like we were able to do that with Brandon Moss. So I think when you combine those two guys with some of the hopeful rebounds to health of guys like Nick Swisher, Michael Bourne, guys coming back from some injuries last year, we feel like we have a chance to build despite not necessarily adding five or six guys in the offseason.
When you look at this team as it is currently constructed, what's one position or one spring training battle that you still have your eye on, though?
Fifth spot in the rotation is certainly that. We've got a really young rotation behind Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco. Gavin Floyd obviously fits into that. Trevor Bauer is going to be on the team. He's out of options. And then the competition between Danny Salazar, TJ House, Zach McAllister, Josh Tomlin, those four guys kind of competing for that last spot. Now, that's a good problem to have four guys competing for one spot in the rotation, because a lot of things, there are always bumps in the road with starting pitching. You can never have enough starting pitching. So I think we feel fortunate to be in that position, but I think that's the thing that we'll really be kind of working through this spring.
You mentioned some of the guys coming back off of injuries, including Swish, including Michael Bourne, a guy that struggled last year as well. Injuries played a part of it. Jason Kipnis, how important is it for Jason to have a real big bounce back year?
Yeah, no doubt about it. For all those players, you know, we felt like we were able to plug guys in that really picked the team up in a lot of ways. So guys coming up from the minor league system, Jose Ramirez, the second half that he had, a nice young group of players that could fill in some of that depth that's trickling up in our system to AAA. So we feel like we have that depth. But when you have a guy like Kip and the things that we've seen him do and that he can do, he's a huge part of our lineup. So absolutely, Swish, Bourne, Kip, all three of those guys had great off-seasons, made strides with their bodies, in getting back to health and also just getting in even better shape than they were in. So that commitment hopefully will translate into success on the field.
And you mentioned those guys getting healthy and the acquisition of Brandon Moss. Now, he's had some injury concerns. Certainly there was a physical process that he had to go through, but all in all, is he 100% ready to go, Brandon Moss?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say 100%. He's recovering from hip surgery, but we feel like he will get to 100% as we get through the spring and potentially into the first week or two of the season. So, obviously, anytime you're coming off a surgery, we'll have to play it day by day and see how he recovers. But we feel like there's, no reason that he won't be at full strength throughout most of the year this year.
Again, we're talking with Indians assistant general manager Michael Chernoff here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Guys back in the studio, anything for Michael before he departs?
Michael, you mentioned Gavin Floyd. For people who may not be familiar with him, can you give us a little info on his health status?
Sure. He's a guy that pitched for the White Sox for a long time. So we've seen quite a bit of him over the years. He had Tommy John surgery, was coming back last year from that, and pitched for the Braves, when he was healthy and pitching in that recovery, his stuff came back. I mean, he actually, in I think the 8 starts that he had, had quite a bit of success, and really with the quality of his stuff that our scouts saw, it was all back. He then had a setback in that in the second half, but nothing that we felt was going to hinder his ability to contribute this year. So he is currently semi in that rehab process, returning from where he was last year, but not in any way that we think will impact the start of his season this year. So with a guy coming off of Tommy John 2 years removed, we feel like when the stuff is back, the next things that the guy gets are, you know, that increased durability, getting his legs underneath him, finding the command on his baseball. We feel like there's tremendous upside to it as we look to this year.
All right, guys, we're going to let Michael go. But, again, as we said, there is certainly a great deal of optimism here in camp this year. I think everybody in Northeast Ohio is looking forward to baseball after the winter we've had, Michael. So looking forward to spending the week out here and looking forward to what should be a very exciting 2015 Indian season.
We hope so. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you stopping by. Michael Chernoff joining us here at the table as our Wahoo Week coverage continues. And, again, every interview all week long brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain is Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. We won't have to talk so much about the AC part right now.